So we've been reporting here and there about the tantalizing sort of statistical details of the U.S. Census as we learn in dribs and drabs the result of that census. But to do a census in India, you'd have to count the United States plus Indonesia plus Brazil plus Pakistan and Bangladesh and Japan to get close to the 1.2 billion that India's census, also taking place, has claimed the population of that country, 1.2 billion. But it's not just a number story. It's also a distribution of gender story. If you dig into the data, it shows that the ratio of boys to girls has significantly dropped, and it's a continuation of a trend. For every 1,000 boys born, only 914 girls are born. And that's at odds with what we would expect naturally to occur in a population of that size. Joining us now is Mara Vistendahl, who's the author of Unnatural Selection, Choosing Boys Over Girls and the Consequences of a World Full of Men. The book is out in June. She joins us here in the studio. Good morning, Mara.
Hi, good morning, John.
So as a someone who studies large populations and the impact of something like this imbalance of gender in India, first of all, I mean, I can imagine where it comes from, but what is the reason for this this trend?
Yeah, well, if you look at the census results, the overall population for India is quite large, but actually the birth rate has been dropping. And you see sex selection in all sorts of developing countries around the world, actually, in China, Vietnam, Albania, Azerbaijan, Georgia. And these are all places where the birth rate has dropped significantly in recent years. So,
and there are constraints on the birth rate in places like India and China because the population is getting so large. But you also have this sex selection issue, which is the result of the availability of safe abortions and also the ability of being able to see the sex of a fetus using ultrasound technology.
Right. So what happened was 10 or 20 years ago, people were having five or six kids, and they wanted a boy, and the chance of getting a boy by chance, by nature, is close to 100% after six kids. So now they're having two or three, and they also have access to technology, and that's how you get sex selection.
And in a situation where India now is an economy, a booming economy, which is actually expected in terms of its birth rate, even though it's slowing, to overtake China in population by the year 2030. What are the consequences for the economy or just for boys in India for this ratio to be so out of balance?
Well, first of all, there are a lot of social consequences. So in India, this has been going on since the 80s, and the first generation that was touched by sex selection has grown up already, and these men can't find wives. So they're going to poorer parts of India. Often they're born into wealthier parts, and they're going to the poor states in the Northeast to buy women. Often women are trafficked into these richer states where men can't find wives.
And these are huge social consequences from just a 10% fewer number of girls in the population.
Yeah, huge, huge.
And, you know, you say that a generation has already grown up. How much worse is it or how much different is it for this new generation than for the generation that's just grown up with the consequences of sex selection?
Well, it will be worse for this generation will be worse off because you consider that the number of women has been steadily decreasing over time, and men tend to marry younger women. So those guys from before who weren't able to find wives, they can marry younger women. And these guys now, they grow up, there won't be as many women left.
Let's listen to the Indian Home Secretary, G.K. Pillai, who is talking about this issue in reporting the census data.
Whatever measures that have been put into over the last 40 years has not had any impact on child sex ratio, and therefore that requires a complete review.
Now, is the Indian Home Secretary being candid there about the sex ratio being the result of choices made by Indians, or is he trying to sweep it under the rug?
Lately, the Indian government's gotten quite concerned about this issue, in China as well. I mean, the government's realized that this is going to be a major, major social issue for them in decades to come. In India, there's also the goal of reducing population growth, and sex selection is seen by some as a quiet way of dealing with population growth. So there's, at the same time, there's also a tendency to sweep it under the rug, as you say.
Well, then, you know, to people listening who might say, all right, so there are fewer women, there are more men who are having trouble finding mates. That's a constraint on the birth rate all by itself, as you've just suggested. It's a good thing. What would you say to that?
Yeah, actually, originally, there were a lot of people who said, well, you decrease the number of women and their status improves because it's just a basic supply and demand issue. Actually, a lot of them were economists. But these days, you can't look at what's happening and still maintain that. I mean, if you read the headlines coming out of India, women being bought and sold into families with multiple sons, married to multiple men. Women being kidnapped, some of them quite young, some of them girls. Baby kidnapping is increasing across Asia.
So it's
sex trafficking.
Yeah, it's hardly an advantage for the women in this particular case. Is there signs of a backlash, a moral backlash against abortion? Certainly we have that debate in the United States as a result of some of these phenomena.
Like, abortion is seen in a very different context in India still. It's widely accepted. I mean, a lot of Indians are still religiously opposed to it, morally opposed, but it's become so accepted by the state, and the overall issue of population growth is so front and center there that they don't have the same debate about abortion that we do.
Because the realities of population growth are so overwhelming in India and China.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Population growth still remains the major issue.
Do you think the gender disparity that we're talking about is a result of bad management, bad policies on the part of the Indian and Chinese governments, or maybe too over-aggressive?
It's also an issue of individual choice. I mean, these are all individual decisions that have added up to a major problem over the years.
And in a nation of 1.2 billion, a lot of individual decisions can have a huge impact. Mara Vistendahl is the author of Unnatural Selection, Choosing Boys Over Girls and the Consequences of a World Full of Men. The book is out in June. It's response to the Indian report that its population has hit 1.2 billion. But for every 1,000 boys born, only 914 girls are born. Mara, thanks.
Thank you, John.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.